Uttarama shitra makandare makandare la handare. O como sotari la mandai. I kila kula masatari la handai. Shomo sotari la karamasi. I la kila mokuma nanamasi la kanana makai. Undarama sanda nanana makuma tatatati. Uttarami kila kila suvakai. Mondarami kila kula satari la mandanaramo. Mandali shila ko sata, nanamakuma naramakila, hallelujah, 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 matararua, okama sata, hallelujah, hatarila si, hallelujah, hallelujah, okama shil, hallelujah, hallelujah. For I, the Lord thy God, have chosen this day that thou would come together, and I would speak to your hearts by my Spirit, said Spirit of God. For I have chosen thee in a time of great difficulties, of times of many troubles, as like Job described, Job troubles. There's many problems facing this earth this day. And I say, there's no togetherness in my spirit. I say, there's many that do not even see any worth what's taking place here this day. And those are my people which are called by my name, but I say they're far from my spirit. They have to know in themselves. And I say this day, remember, do not question where I have taught thee, where I've gone with thee, and I say, do not compare. Do not even have to explain. Do not even try to find out where I'm taking you. For I say, thou must trust me fully. Thou must believe that the living God is here as your example, as your friend, as your Savior. And you must believe that to the depth that no one else can change what I put within your heart. I say, many of my people which have come by, or called by my name, shall come very shortly and try to persuade thee, try to tell thee that thou art on the wrong pathway, because I say, they do not know my spirit. And I say, where they're coming from, their devices and all the endeavor they're doing is from their own minds. I say, for the mind even of the evil one, he has come upon them in such a treacherous way that many have walked in my name for years, but I say this day, they've made a wrong curve, a long curve that brings them down southward. And I say, I'm the Lord thy God of the north, and I'm calling from the north. And I say, thou shalt choose this day, I shall bring life, I shall bring blessings. For I say, my power is awesome. And I say, thou must believe that whatever I speak to thee, that thou will react as I call thee and instruct thee. For I say, be not afraid. Be not afraid of those who will come to offset thee, to those who will say slanderous words. Because I say, so did they to my son. So did they to the apostles. So did they in all that have lived righteously and godly. For I have spoken to thy hearts that thou would not question, but I should teach thee this day to show me my personal love to thee this day, that thou might be adorned with my glory, that thou would walk in my perfection, thou would walk in my liberty, thou would not question the Lord thy God. And I say, well, those will ask thee, just saying, Godspeed, just say, have a good day, because I say, do not make charges with them, do not slander them, do not say nothing to them, just say, my God has it under control, if you want to go that far. But I say, thou hast not replied. But I say, I am moving in a very special day. I'm moving a day when there's problems upon this earth. Mankind has never seen what's going to take place very shortly. There's going to be great epidemics of troubles, problems that's going to face the judicial system. There's going to be great swellings of housings of prisoners. There will no longer be room where they're going to be. And I say the hospitals are going to grow steadily bigger and more packed, and they're not going to know the answer to many of the things that they're going to be faced. But I say, I shall give thee my strength, and I shall give thee my blessings. And I say, many shall try to compare with thee. They will no longer know how to compare, because they're comparing with the living God. Do not wonder where I have taken thee. Do not be afraid, for I shall bring thee to. For I, the Lord thy God, have chosen thee, that thou would not walk in fear, but thou would walk in the liberty. And where my spirit is, there is liberty. For I'm calling forth a peculiar people. Yes, the world sees it as very peculiar if you go the way of the Lord thy God. Those who would choose me, the world sees you as very peculiar, very odd, very different, because they do not see this as I see it, said the Spirit of God. I see it as a narrow pathway that brings men into heaven. It's a narrow way that all mankind must kneel themselves, and when they leave here, they're actually naked within themselves. They have nothing. They have no holdings. They have no other love. They have no other gain. They have no other thought but the living God, to serve the living God. And I say, many do not possess this. Many have refused it, and many have weighed in their own imaginations how that the Lord God, and they have made, they think they know the answer, but I say within their heart they're fools. They're far from the Lord their God. They do not know, but they try to put this on all of the beings round about them. Many of these think their self very important, and I have even given them my spirit. I've even helped them, encouraged them, that they might come to me. But I say, the farther it goes, the farther gap it gets from me. And I say, they're losing that first love. They're losing that first estate when they knew me as Lord and Savior. For I say, many, all men have started at the same place. And I say, all, if they've accepted the Savior, knows it me from the very beginning. But I wish for my people to grow in my nature, my admonition, know that they would grow in the place of not knowing within themselves, as only their knowing would take them in obedience to my spirit. I say my people need to be obedient to my calling. My people's mindset should be on the Lord thy God, how they can serve the Lord thy God, how they can worship him, how they can walk to please him. But I say my churches do not know this. They do not know the example of love. They don't know the example of dedication. They don't know the obedience of the Spirit. They don't know the power of the unbelief comes upon them in such a way that causes them to do things that separates them from the Lord their God. They're very far because they have no faith. And with me, it's impossible to please the Lord thy God without faith. It is impossible. My word declares it. It's impossible to please the Lord thy God. Thou must work in belief. Thou must work in true faith. And thou must go beyond that. Thou must go beyond faith into trust, believing that the Lord thy God, you don't even know the answer, but you know that your God shall take you through. You know he will never leave you. You have that trust and that belief in the Lord thy God, and through that you will do great and mighty exploits in his last day, and thou shalt come in one mind, and thou that's here today will come as one spirit in my spirit. I, the Lord thy God, shall electrify thee with my glory. I shall bring my presence upon thee, and I shall do great and mighty works upon thee. And those around about thee will see these things, but they will be jealous, they will be envious, and they will be the place, and many will not bow their knee because they have told people so long, and they have sold themselves unto the unfruitful works of the commoner. The commoner is the natural man. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for the foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, for the spirits be discerned. It comes to prayer, through giving your heart over the Lord thy God, being baptized with my glory, allowing that one greater is he that's within you, he that's in the world, that you let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid, because you're full of my spirit, and where my spirit is, there is liberty. And I cast my eyes upon the righteous, and my ears are open to their cries. Is not right that I shall benefit those who will walk before me in allegiance to me, that I should use them in a very special way? Because I say, I'm going to say something, says the Spirit of God. Many, many, many cannot even believe this exists, what's taking place in this room. They didn't have any clue that this has taken place. They've had everything figured out in their own languages, their own courts of appeal. They've figured this out, that this day could not come to pass unless they had their approval of the council of their leaders. And the council of their leaders are beginning very wicked, because they're great I ams, and they're great haughty ones, and they have no respect for the Spirit of God. They have no respect for the Spirit of God. They do not want the Spirit of God to be in their fellowship. They have gotten better and bigger than wiser than the Spirit of God, and through that they become total failures. They cannot mark my spirit. They cannot make my spirit. And my spirit is part of me, says the Spirit of God. They want to put off me from them. And I say, doesn't that seem common to all men that thou would bring a gap in between me and them, but they cannot see this. They think of great edification, have great thoughts, great abilities, and they're doing it through the election of thinking. They're doing it through the election of thinking over, and they're doing this in my word. But I say my word without my spirit is void. My spirit and my word work together hand in hand, and they exercise one together, and they bring power one together, and they bring forth my anointing. They bring forth my election of healing. My example will come upon those who will call upon me. And my ones, be not afraid this day, for I have called thee for a special task. I have called thee that thou might surrender of thy hearts to the things of this world no longer. Thou would walk in my benediction. Thou would walk in my counsel. It would walk, delivered in thy life. The Lord thy God that you chosen this day, that you would love him and you would do his will. And through that thou will be a profitable vessel. But I say, my people, even without thy strength, thou must be careful every day of thy life. Be not worried and be not afraid that you can, lest you would not stand also. Does not my word declare, and the book of Romans says, the Spirit of God, and that day they shall come and say, well, we bear forth fruit. And he says, you know, he said, I told them in my word, he says, be careful if I put off the grafted fruit, how shall I not put off the ungrafted fruit? And I say this day, thou art the ungrafted fruit. My people and my children are the grafted fruit of Israel. And I say their day is coming very shortly. And their day is very a promise that I have given them. And mankind cannot come against what I have ordained. And I've ordained my mighty hand to be very shortly be moved the way of the world, the Antichrist, the way of Israel. And I say all my focus in these last days will be shortly be attention on Israel, my beloved. And I shall bring havoc to those that come against Israel. I shall bring destroying power. I shall use the elements, the winds, the tornadoes, earthquakes. I shall use my power to destroy those that come against my beloved. And I say there will be such a devastation that they will reap a harvest there for years. And I say, it's recording my word, that they'll be burying bodies for years. But I say, I have it under control. And I say, when men gets to thinking they're so wise in their hearts, I shall do my power. And it is my hour to come forth with mighty awesome hordes of enemies are coming upon this earth. But I say, my people do not see it. Because I say, they're within what's coming. They have mixed in to the enemy. They're in the enemy's camp. And I say, when you're in the enemy camp, you cannot see clearly to understand that thou art not where thou should be. But I say, they do not understand this. They do not even surmise that this is going to come to pass. But I say, my coming is very sure and very soon. Thou must take heed the things that you have heard, lest any time ye should let them slip. I say, the enemy is going to come in lust, ways of lust, even now it's here sitting in this room, to tempt you, to bring you back, but you cannot let that happen. You must bridge yourself. You must seek the Lord thy God, because within yourself, you are not even capable of coming against the odds that's going to come against you. But in me, you're more than conquerors. You're more than a majority, because I said, be not afraid, but I said, be afraid if thou get out of the covenant that I've called you this day, that thou would walk in my covenant, thou would walk in my uprightness, and thou would no longer be plagued with unbelief, thou would walk in victory, thou would walk in my counsel, believe in thy, the Lord thy God, have chosen you this day, that ye might walk together in one fellowship, in one harmony, because I say, my churches do not have harmony in any of them. They have arguments, they have debates, they have things when they even got it together. But I say, they will understand very shortly that I am going to change the agenda, and that agenda no man can change. No man can pry the hand of the Lord thy God. They cannot pray to call upon me with alms, because my mind is already set, said the Spirit of God. It's made up. I'm coming soon. I'm coming through the clouds of glory. Prepare for eternity. Prepare, because I'm coming. Be prepared for the everlasting covenant that's coming very surely and very soon. I say churches round about this community will not allow either one of thou to even go in their presence. They don't even want you. But they're going to find out very shortly they're going to be without my Spirit. They're going to walk in leanness. They're going to walk with problems. They're going to walk infections of miners. They all think it's nothing, but it'll be problems. This body that you live lives in. You need my spirit in this last hour to give you covering. That's why my word declares and Revelation says the Spirit of God that thou will be found naked. That's why, because without my spirit thou shalt be naked. Thou shalt not be able to incorporate thyself against the powers, the imps of hell. And I say my pastors do not even know what I am saying. They do not know this nakedness means just that. They're not ready to face, and they're going to be very naked. They're being very in shame. My word says that they will walk in shame. They will not walk in, and they will wonder what happened. But it shall come down as a thief in the night. And when that thief comes as a thief in the night, and they will find out that very shortly they're going to be in troubles. I say perplexing times are coming upon this America. I say there's going to be floods. There's going to be earthquakes. There's going to be divers troubles. And you're going to see these things come to pass. But I will shelter thee, and I shall protect thee, and I shall guide thee. And supernaturally, I shall protect thee in this last hour. Because I say, the east, over to the east, will be saved because of that time when I'm going to come back to my beloved. But I say the land that thou livest in is very shaky. It's very problem-filled with things that I say even those who understand the chemistry of this earth are going to fall. Even like now in thy body that thou livest in, the elements are hurting you this day. The coughing and all these things that this world has that's never been. Plagues are upon this world. And I say, I am the only one that can save you. I'm the only one that can keep you. I'm the only one that can save mankind. But they cannot see that. They're very stupid in their own beliefs. They're wise, but they're wise in their own concepts. Concepts, their belief, and beyond. And they think they get out here and save souls. But they cannot understand that souls have to be maintained. Cells have to, and once you save a soul, it's your responsibility to keep that soul in the penetration of God till I come. And I say, many, many, many have called. They're dying. I say the children of mankind are dying by plagues, elements. They're dying as the Korean veterans and the World War II veterans are dying, says the Spirit of God. So are the spiritual children are dying because they're malnutrition. Malnutrition of the Holy Ghost. Malnutrition of the Spirit of God. Malnutrition of the love of God. They do not know this and they're floundering. They're sinking in sin. They're sinking in degradation and they need to be saved. But I say it's impossible. I see these things and my people do not understand. Seek me, my ones, for I have ordained thee to walk this day in my liberty. For I could take more of thee this day, but I'm going to give thee enough, because this is enough. Thou should record this and go over this, because I, the Lord thy God, have chosen thee. And be not afraid, I have not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love and a sound mind. Greater is he that's within you. He is in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I'm giving you a double whammy this day of my spirit, that thou might live righteously and perfect, bringing perfection. For the hour is coming very shortly, but the unjust are not going to be justified by the things of this world. The just must live by faith. And through that, there's very, when I find faith when I come, I say no. Very shortly, there's going to be faith is gone. Faith is something things hope for, the evidence of things not seen. And I say mankind has given their own pictures, their own slant of what's going to take place, and what they have is not from the Lord their God. They have went man's way, and they chose man's way. They've chosen the haughtiness of mankind, and they've chose to follow their leader, which is Lucifer. And they've went into his and not even knowing it, that he's given them a great plan, and they've bought it. They're thriving on it. But I say, I've called for holiness. I've called for abundant life. I've called them that they will be filled with my spirit. And they think no need of my spirit. They've got great knowledge. They've got great swelling words. And I say, their hearts are puffed up. And they're puffed up. Their minds are puffed up. Their attitude is puffed up. And I say, they have forward actions. And I say, I will not use forward ones. I use those who humble themselves. Those who will seek me and bow their knee daily, I shall choose to use them, saith the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.